The Mishnahs continue to talk about ledges that come out of a wall, and the following Mishnah has different versions in the various commentaries, the various Mefarshim, and we're going to explain according to the way that the Bar Tanura read in the Mishnah, and in his version of the Mishnah there are a couple of words added. Now, once again, like the previous Mishnahs, we're talking about two ledges that come out of a wall, one above the other. And in the case of this Mishnah, they are both the same width, at least a tefach. As the Mishnah says, yesh ben pesach tefach, the ledges themselves are at least a tefach by a tefach, ve'ein beinein pesach tefach, and there's less than a tefach in between the two ledges, and the lower ledge is also within a tefach of the ground. That having been said, the upper ledge is at least a tefach from the ground. So in between the ground and the lower ledge, and between the lower ledge and the upper edge, there's less than a height of a tefach. So those two individual areas by themselves are not considered to be inside of an oihel. However, since the upper ledge in relation to the ground is at least a tefach from the ground, that does form an oihel, and the fact that there is a lower ledge in the middle, we view it as if it's not there. Since it's not forming an oihel, we just ignore it, and the upper ledge would be considered a oihel on top of the area underneath it. And because of that, tumo tachtehen. And according to the Bar Tanura, we now add a couple of words, oy beinehem. If there was a piece of a dead body either underneath both of the ledges or in between them. In between them means essentially on top of the lower ledge, but underneath the upper edge. Tachteyen, and the Bar Tanura adds, uveinehem tomei. Any item which is either underneath both of the ledges, meaning it's underneath the bottom ledge, or it's in between the two ledges, i.e. it's underneath the upper edge, they would all become tamein, impure. Because we look at it all as one oihel, the upper ledge is forming the roof over it all. We ignore the lower ledge, since it's not an oihel, it hasn't got enough of space underneath it. So we have the regular rule that an oihel spreads the impurity from the piece of the dead body which is underneath that oihel to any other item underneath that same oihel. Now the Bar Tanura reads, Al Gabehen, if the piece of the dead body was above both of the ledges, was on top of the upper ledge, then there is no oihel to spread that impurity. And at the same time, the upper ledge is considered to be an oihel, so it blocks the impurity from penetrating further downwards, and therefore only Knegdad Harakia Tomei, an item that is in a direct line of the piece of the dead body itself, upwards, going up until the sky, regardless of how far away it is, as long as it's directly above in line with the piece of the dead body, it would become Tomei. Mishnah Zayin, Ein Bein Pesach Tefach, if the ledges themselves don't have a tefach by a tefach, if they're thin ledges, they don't jut out of the wall enough, so that means that they are not considered to be oihalim. So there's no oihel in this scenario at all, and therefore the regular law will apply that the tumah just goes upwards and downwards to anything that is directly in line with the piece of the dead body. Bein sheyesh b'neihem pesach tefach, bein she'ein b'neihem pesach tefach. Whether the space in between the ledges is at least the height of a tefach or not, it's irrelevant. Even if it is, it's not going to be considered an oihel because the necessary dimensions are lacking. So tumah tachtehen, beinehen, oihel gabehen. If there is a piece of a dead body either underneath both of the ledges or in between them or above them, it makes no difference. The ledges are not considered to be oihalim at all, and therefore tumah beikas v'oihel beikas v'yeredes. The tumah just penetrates and spreads upwards and downwards to anything which is in a direct line of the piece of the dead body. The perek ends off that all of the rules that we learnt about the ledges, one above the other, and if they are large enough, if there's enough of a space in between them, the same would apply. Two curtains that are at least a tefach raised from the ground. And in certain cases, if the upper curtain is raised an additional tefach from the lower curtain or less, all of the rules that we learned about until now with regards to the ledges would apply to the curtains as well. Which is interesting because the curtains themselves are able to become tomei. And in general, anything that can become tomei is not able to block impurity. So how can it have the identical laws to the cases of the ledges, where in many of the scenarios, the ledges formed an oihel and blocked the impurity? The answer is, we learned earlier on in the Masechta, in the 8th Perek, that something that has the exact appearance of a tent, that is sort of the quintessential tent that the Torah spoke about, such that even if it is able to become Tomei, it would still be a fully-fledged oihel, even to block the impurity from passing beyond it. And that apparently is the case in which the Mishnah is talking about and referring to, where the curtains, being a material like which a tent can potentially be made out of, if it has that appearance and structure, then the same laws that apply to the ledges would apply to these curtains as well. Perek Tes Vav Aleph. The Mishnayos in this perek continue to talk about the combining of different oihels together and the spreading of tumor from one oihel to another, as well as the exact requirements to be considered an oihel. And the first half of this Mishnah we actually already learnt in Perek Yud Aleph, the 11th chapter. And the main point of the Mishnah is to show that although it is necessary in order to be considered an oihel, that it be a roof of an area at least a tefach high, it does not need to be an empty space of a tefach. And even if that entire tefach of height of the oihel is filled up with things, it would still be considered an oihel because of the roof that is on top of those items. Says the Mishnah, Sugois ove v'kosefus ove, a very thick woolen coat, or a thick wooden beam, that are a tefach thick, einon mevin satumo, they would not spread the impurity to an item which is, for example, underneath the beam or underneath the coat, achihu gvoyim in oretz peseach tefach, unless they are raised from the ground by at least a tefach. The bottom of the coat or the beam needs to be at least a tefach raised from the ground, and it doesn't help the fact that it is a tefach thick, because that's all one item, and the roof needs to begin from above a tefach. However, if there were items of clothing, kefulim zoy al gabei zoy, folded one on top of the other, you've got a pile of clothes, even though there is no real gap in between each item of clothing, enon mevin satuma, they would not spread the impurity to an item which is underneath that pile, or anywhere inside of that pile, ad shtei ohel yoyno gvom naretz peseach tefach. Unless the uppermost item of clothing is raised at least a tefach from the ground, but if that is the case, even though underneath there is just items of clothing and there's no empty space, since the items of clothing are separate from each other, we are able to define the uppermost item of clothing as being the roof, and all of the other clothes there just being inside of the oihel. So far, this is already what was taught earlier on in Perek Yud Aleph. This all serves as an introduction to the second half of the Mishnah that brings an additional example where this would be the case, similar to the clothes. But in this example, there is an exception. Tavloi shel eitz zo al gav zoi, if there are wooden tiles or boards stacked one on top of the other, inam mevin satuma, they would not transfer the impurity, they wouldn't spread the tumah from a dead body, which is in that stack of boards, to the boards over there and to any item which is in that stack, unless the uppermost wooden board is at least a tefach raised from the ground, and if that is the case, then that uppermost board would be considered to be a roof, an oihel, and all of the items underneath it would become tomei, of course as long as there is a piece of a dead body within that pile. However, says the Mishnah, there is an exception over here, v'mohayu shel shayish, if these boards were made out of marble, since marble comes from the ground, we view it like earth, and therefore it's as if the stack of marble tiles and boards are just part of the earth and the ground that is higher up. And we can no longer define the uppermost tile as being raised from the ground by a tefach. So in that case, it would not form an oihel, rather tumah bekas v'lo bekas v'yoredes, the impurity would penetrate and be spread upwards and downwards to any item which is in a direct line with the piece of the dead body vertically. Mishnah Beis, we have seen that in order for two different oihalim, two different oihels, to combine together, such that if there is a piece of a dead body under one of them, items under the other oihel would also become tomei, in order for them to combine together, they must overlap by at least a tefach by a tefach. That's the minimum size of an oihel, so if that minimum size of an oihel comes from both of those roofs together, then they would combine together to create one larger oihel for spreading the impurity. This is true at least with regards to roofs that are out in the open, and on the other side of each roof, there is just open air. At least in that scenario, in order to combine the two oihalim together, they would need to overlap by at least a space of a tefach by a tefach. In the case of this Mishnah, tavloy shel eitz shein nogu zo bazo b'karin yoseim, there are wooden boards that are square-shaped, and they're situated out in the open, there's no other roof on top of them, and they are touching each other on their corners. These two oihalim do not overlap at all, but they are touching each other, the hingvois min ha'oretz p'seach tefach, And each of the wooden boards is at least a tefach raised from the ground, so they each form their own oihel, but since they don't overlap, they are considered to be two separate oihalim. Now, we've come across the concept of cherev harihu kacholol that states that when a utensil touches a dead body or becomes tomei from a dead body, instead of the regular pattern that something that becomes tomei on a lower level than the source of its impurity, when a utensil becomes tomei from a dead body, it remains on the same level, it receives the exact same degree of impurity that the dead body itself has. That's called the Navi Avei Satuma, the father of fathers of impurity. And if a person then touches that kli, they would become an Av Hatuma, which is indeed one level below that. And if somebody touches that person, they would become a Rishon Latuma, which is one degree lower than an Av Hatuma. In addition, we learned right at the beginning of the Masechta that a oihel, the roof itself, which is above a dead body, if somebody touches the roof, it's considered to be as if he touched the dead body itself. Which means that if a utensil touches the oihel, the roof which is on top of the dead body, it's as if the utensil touched the dead body itself, and the utensil would become an avi avei satuma, as we just described. Now, although these two oihalim, these two wooden boards that are touching each other, do not combine to form one joint oihel, they are touching each other, and because of that, if there is tuma tachas achs mehen, a piece of a dead body underneath one of them, hanigeya bashnia, a person who touches the other oihel, the other wooden board, tomei tumas shiva, will be tomei for 7 days, which is another way of saying that he is at least an av hatuma. And the reason for that is because the second oihel is touching the first oihel, and being a wooden board, it's a kli, so it becomes an avi avei satuma on the same level as the first tent and as the dead body itself. And when a person touches that, he becomes an av hatuma. And somebody who has that severe level of an av hatuma that comes from a dead body is tomei for 7 days. This is unlike the next person who will touch him and become a rishon latuma. That impurity does not last 7 days, it only lasts until the end of the day, and as long as he goes to the mikveh, a collection of natural water, he'll be purified again once nightfall arrives. At the same time, the Mishnah says, Kelim shetachas harishayna tameim, utensils, items that are underneath the first wooden board, which is the oihel under which there is a piece of a dead body. So utensils that are underneath the exact same board would obviously become tomei, because they're in the same oihel as a dead body. However, v'shetachas hashniya tahirin, the utensils that are underneath the second wooden board would remain pure, because that's considered to be a separate oihel, and although that oihel becomes tomei, it's not considered to be in the same oihel as the dead body, and therefore it wouldn't transfer its impurity to an item that is underneath it. Only a dead body itself has the ability to do that. The Mishnah ends off with a scenario that we have seen similar scenarios to this a couple of times, where there is an item in the middle, and surrounding that item there is a ledge or a lid that extends to all of the sides of the item, thus forming an oihel around that item. And until now we've seen this with regards to a case where the middle was something that cannot become tomei. One case was a pillar that has on top of it, for decoration, a part of the pillow at the very top that extends to the sides, and as long as that extends by at least a tefach, it would form an oihel around the pillar, but the pillar itself is solid. It's not an oihel. Likewise, we saw cases of a bathtub, for example, just that over there, the board only extended beyond two of the sides, not around all of the sides. Another case where we saw a board that was placed on top of something and extended by a tefach on all sides was at the beginning of Perek Yud Beis, the 12th Perek, with regards to something placed on top of an oven. And we saw that if the oven is able to become tomei, then we consider the inside of the oven as well as the part of the board on top which extends beyond the oven. We view that all as one oihel, such that if there is a piece of a dead body underneath the part of the board that extends beyond the oven, it would spread impurity into the inside of the oven as well, and the oven would become tomei as a result. So over there we view it all as one oihel, but we're going to see in this Mishnah that if we have a very similar case of a table that is essentially made up of a box without a top and a bottom, that is the base of the table, and on top of that they would place a board that, again, it extended beyond the base by a tefach on each side, Since the base is made out of wood and it can't contain anything, it is not able to become tome. And that's the key difference between this case and the case of the oven at the beginning of the 12th perek, because over here, since the base itself is not able to become tome, it has the ability to separate the inner part, that which is inside of the base, from the outer part beyond the base. The Mishnah says, "Hashulchan ein mevias hatumah," a table which is like we described just now, is not able to spread its impurity if there is a piece of a dead body underneath the part of the board that extends beyond the oven. That impurity would not be spread to other things which are underneath that board, ad shehei b'ribua b'fosach tefach, unless there is at least a tefach by a tefach of the board that extends beyond the oven. And we can see very clearly that we don't consider the entire board to be like one oihel. If we did, then there would be no need to have a tefach by a tefach specifically on the area of the board that is beyond the base of the table. But it's very apparent from the Mishnah that we view the area beyond the base of the table as its own oihel, and that which is inside of the base, that is its own oihel. And because of that, like we said, if there would be a piece of a dead body underneath, let's say, the part of the board that is on top of the base, it would not spread to an item that is underneath the part of the board that is beyond the edge of the base. And the same the opposite way around, because they are considered to be like two separate oihalim, two separate roofs that would spread the impurity to any other item underneath their own oihel alone.